Vayter and Shas from Daf Kuf Gimel picking up on Kuf Gimel, six lines down, third word is Kaf. We mentioned yesterday in a Braisa the Gava Kiteya, that is the wooden foot of an amputee, that we call that is a shoe in order to do Chalitza. Mani, the Gemara says, Mani, who is that? As Rashi says, the Choshev Leminal, Mani, Rebbe Meir, he. It's Rebbe Meir, the time we learned in the Mishnah, HaKiteya Yotze B'Kav Shalo Kiteya, that means an amputee can go out, and this is talking about on Shabbos, throwback to the Masech HaShabbos, Samach Hei, Samach Vav. You go on Shabbos, it's not called carrying. Divrei Meir, Zagazokt, Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yossi comes and he answers it. Says the Gemara. Okay, now, but on Pilia shall beged, Asan Rabbanon. When we spoke about at the end of the Brisa that in Pilia, these type of socks, they made a beged, made a fabric that's going to be no good, that seems to be going with the Chachamim who argue with Rabbi Meir. So then, okay, who's the Brisa? Amar Abaye says, "Me the sefer Rabbanon, since the sefer is Rabbanon, Rishon I'm Rabbanon. Must say the Rishon is also the Rabbanon as well." Okay, now if you say the Rishon is also the Rabbanon, didn't we say in the pasuk though it's got to be like the Tachash? So Rashi says, "Me the sefer Rabbanon, Rishon the Kava Kitea, Nami Rabbanon, V'daiki v'Anolach Tachash." What was it talking about? It has or in it. It says Gemara now, Reshanami Rabbanon, Veresha B'Mechupa Or. It's talking about the fact is that this wooden leg is covered with leather on it, and therefore since it's covered with leather, now we call it a shoe, and that's the Chachamim, and therefore everything works beautiful and dandy. Okay, now, says the Gemara, hold on a second. What would be if it wouldn't be covered with leather? Aval in mechuba or mai? What would be pasuk? It is pasul. Iachi. If so, adatani sefer bampilia shabeged. Instead of saying, you know, in the resha is that we have this amputee leg thingamajig, that this type of prosthetic thing, right, made out of wood, with covered with leather, is going to be good. So why is he going to say for Bampili Shabeged? Lifel be the dog. Why not just argue in itself? Bamedavamum say, what are we talking about? That we said Chalitza is good when you have this wooden prosthetic thing. That's Mechuba Or. That's only if it's covered with leather. Avalei Mechuba Or Puzzle. If not, then it's going to be Puzzle. Why don't we just argue within that? So says the Gemara, must be El Amarava, Mid Reisha Rabbi Meir. Since the Reisha is Rabbi Meir, Seifa Nami Rabbi Meir. We're going to say the Seifa is also Rabbi Meir. And he would say that it's no good to use this type of sack. Why? Because hi, Megan, he says that when it comes to the wood shtickle, that's going to protect you. But hi, Lombegin, when it comes to the sack made out of fabric, that's not going to protect, and therefore it's not going to be used in order for it to be used for chalitza. Amar Ameimar, hi, Mandechali, Tzarch Lemitchesei, Lekari. The person who goes in, he does chalitza, he's got to push down his foot on the ground. Azai Gezokt Rashi, and he says, Litcho Fraglo Bekarko, push down on the ground, in order that it would be that the Yavam is taking it off and not the Yavam is doing it. But we learned in a Braisa, Bein Omid, Bein Yoshe, Bein Muta, whether he's standing or he's sitting or he's leaning. So what do you mean that if he's leaning, then he's probably also not going to be having his foot down, says Rashi, Lav Orchle Mitchasei. This is going on, no. Ema Ula Olam de Dachis Lekare. Say rather, what is the Braisa saying? If while he's doing that, he's pushing down his foot. If then, it is good. Another idea. Vamar Meir, hi man, the Masage al Lichsa de Karye, a person who walks on the top of his foot. Imagine Khalila, a person's foot, you take it and you literally turn it 180 degrees upside down. So they're walking or, you know, flip it all the way back. So they're actually walking in the flip of their foot. Rashi says, Viragla Hofach, Vidoris Ba'aliona Shabagel, on the top of the Ragel. Lo Chalitz, not able to do Chalitza. Rashi explains that even though we said that if the person has from the knee, a little bit from the knee left, and let's say got amputated, he doesn't have the foot altogether, it's going to be kosher. That's talking about because when it gets cut off over there, it's left with a part, that becomes like the foot. And it says, Rechman Amar Me'al Ragel above the foot, Dahainu Shoko, which ends up being the thigh. Aval Hai, Lav, Regel, who? It's not called a Regel. Frakta Gemara, Amar Lei, Ravashi Lamemer, Vautani Mokta Nebraisa, Smocho Saraglayim, with something which supports the legs, that if they do chalitza with that, that's going to be considered good chalitza. Lav dechol it's ba'yu, isn't it talking about what he does chalitza on this person? Rashi says a goritz raglo v'hem akumim. They go and they drag their legs and they're bent and they have these things on top of them that are, so they don't get messed up, scratched up. They're supporting it, that type of thing is going to be good. So isn't that saying with this type of person? And therefore, taka should work even if you can't walk on it. Gemara lo. Meant those type of things. But Rashi says, Shiragli Yishar, his foot is actually straight, and he's using these type of things on his foot. V'chalitz. And then, You do chalitza with those type of shoes. Amar Vashi, Lamai de Ka'amar Amimar, according to what Amimar said, Lavar Uvitz Chalitz, Velavar Kipov Chalitz. These two people are not able to do chalitza because they actually had their legs flipped over. Rashi brings a throwback to Moed Katan, my friends, because they messed with Rav Ashi, and they ended up getting messed up because of that. Next part of the Mishnah, Zogdai, the next part of the Mishnah, Minar Kuvu Lamata. From below the knee, then chalitza is going to be good. You're telling me that we're allowed to go and take it from a person, from a amputee, from the part of his leg, which is right below the knee, which is like a stump, but don't we know it has to be regel? It's got to be from the leg, as the pasuk says. So now, right, the full pasuk reads, says, v'niksho yuvim to a love, la'inei zekin, v'chaltsu na'lami al raglo. Right, so if you take it from his leg, and yet you're allowing this to be okay. Ramini, but we learned we ourselves a problem, because we learned, this is regalim. This is talking about the shalosh regalim, and throwback to Chagiga, the beginning of Chagiga, Dav Gimel, Prata Bali Kabin. That's coming to exclude someone who has a kabin. This is wooden feet, and they're not able to go ahead and walk and do the shalosh regalim. Therefore, they themselves are not chayv to do the shalosh regalim. Oh, must be that that's not called regel, and therefore, how over here is it going to be okay to do chalitza on that? Says Gemara, shiny hacha. This case by chalitza is different. Because the pasuk says me'al raglo. You have to take off the shoe from above the raglo, and therefore, by chalitza, it's going to be good if it's above that area. But when it comes to dafka regalim, meaning feet itself, like by shalosh regalim, then you wouldn't be going up. But over here, we have me'al to teach us your chayv. Yachi, that's true. Then the malamer kuvanami. Then why you stop only by the knee? Even above the knee is going to be a problem. So why is the Mishnah says that chilitza is going to be no good like that? Says Gemara me'al, because the pasuk says me'al from above your leg, and right above the leg is from the part of the ankle until the knee, right? V'lo me'al de me'al, which means the thigh, and that wouldn't work over there. Says Gemara amarapa pashma amina high istavira ad ara nachis. Now we get into the ankle. Astavira is the ankle, and Rashi explains kavila mafsekas being choked leregel between the leg and the foot. And aranachas says Rashi ve'ena old perik acher lamata himenu be'ekav. There's nothing lower in the ekav, so the ankle goes down to the ground, right? Meaning to say that the ankle is connected to your ekav, to your heel, and that's on the ground. These hakadaitach mifsak pasek. Because if you want to say that it separates it, then haver le'iu me'al, then the ankle becomes me'al and v'shoka me'al de me'al, and then the leg ends up being above, and therefore it would be no good even if it's below the knee. So it must be that the ankle is connected to the foot. Ankle is connected to the foot bone. Ravashi, nope. I feel the table mitzik pasuk actually does do a psik, and you're still good. Why? Because called the bahadi kara kikara dummy. Anything on the same level is considered like the foot itself. Rashi says ashava v'omid lemul kafarega lav me'alhu v'kara kara dummy. It's not considered above, and therefore the leg is considered above. Next part of the Mishnah min arkuba ulemala from the knee up the chalitza is no good. Question is, what does the word regal mean? Does the regal mean only the leg? Does it mean even from above the knee, which means even the thigh? That's what we're going to take a look at five different points to bring this out or knock them off, but then maybe not. Let's see. Masav Rav Kahana, uvashil yisah hayotzeis mibein raglea. All right, the pasuk says in Devarim, this is talking about a lot of different curses that are going to happen. Chalila, we don't follow the Torah, that it says that what's going to happen, uvashil yisah, that's the thing that comes after a baby is born. Hayotzeis mibein raglea, they'll come from between her legs. What do you mean between her legs? We know it doesn't come between the legs. It comes from the thighs. Must be that even the thighs considered regular and should be good even above the knee. As Gemara, ma'abai, b'shal shakaras leilid. At the time when a woman crouches down to give birth, she puts her heels against the thighs and she gives birth. So when it comes like that, it actually comes through her leg. Says Rashi, Vlad yotzmi b'im regleh mamish. That's what it means, b'im regleh. So don't think that regel can mean thigh. Tashma, let's try again. If you see the regel means thigh. Lo asa raglav, lo asa sefamo. Rashi says, what does that mean? Lo asa raglav, lo hisir se'ar zakan hatachton. He didn't clean up the lower beard, Hamivin Yavin. So what do we see? That area of the body is around the thigh, so it must be the regal means thigh. He says, no, lishtam al, yo, this is just a nice way of speaking. Toshma, let's try again to show the regal means thigh. This particular idea is talking about Shaul HaMelech had to use the little man's room, otherwise known as he had to machanapiesh. And as Rashi says, me raglayim, lozach is raglov. And what do we see? Raglov, alma, yurichayim, regal mikris, says Rashi. Meaning to say that type of the, that part of the body, the thighs are considered the regal. Vayovo shol, lozach is raglov. So we know again, lishtam alias is a nice way of speaking. Toshma, let's try again. So number four. Ach mesechu es raglov bechader hamikera. Crazy story about how Ehud killed Eglon, and when he walked out, what does he say? He says that he's dealing with his ragla, his mesech, his ragla of bechader mekare. Again, using a rego, which is by the area of the thighs, so it must be that's what it is. Says Gemara, no, again, lishna malia. Okay, let's try again. Bein ragleha. This was a noble act, but not such a great circumstance that happened over there. A woman named Yael who came along and she tried to stop Sisra, what he was doing bad, and she basically ended up having a relationship with him, and she needed to tire him out. So to tire him out, they had a relationship, and then after that, she ended up killing him. Good stuff. Rashi says, "Ben regla, ben yarkoseha, shaba aleh sisra v'niskavna kidei leagia." The whole purpose is in order to tire him out. But again, we use the lashon of ben regla, and means obviously between the thighs. And so the Gemara lishna malia again. It's lishna malia. Now, we were not successful in trying to show the thighs were regla, and therefore we remain in the state of saying that a regal is a regal, and a thigh is a thigh, and a regal is not a thigh. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, in fact, the Gemara, Sheva Be'ilos Baal Osirah Shabosayom. They had seven Be'ilos. St. Amar's Pasuk says, Be'im Ragla'a Kara Nafel Shachav, Be'im Ragla'a Kara Nafel. It says, Ba'asher Kara Sham Nafel Shadud. They end up having seven times. That brings out the point of bending down, falling, and laying, which comes out the idea of how many times that they had a relationship with one another. And V'ha Kamis Hanya Ba'me'avera. The Gemara is saying, like, why are we looking at this? Like, we looked at it in a positive way of what she did. She saved the Jewish people. Beautiful. But she ended up doing such a terrible thing. So why is this something which is really good? Says the Gemara, Am Rabbi Yochanan Bishum, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Kol Tovasan Sherishayim, any Tova, any good thing that comes from a Rasha, beep, turn the page, Kuf Gimel Abayis, Ra, He Eats a Tzadikim, it's bad and evil for a Tzadikim. Says Rashi, Shasonim Arishayim, the Kutzen Nefesh Tzadik Banosan. They hate it and it gets disgusted by anything coming from them. Hilkach, Lavana, he's not considered any Hana. Like the pasuk says, Hashem says to love him when he's going to meet up with Yaakov. He says, be very careful to speak with Yaakov, good or bad. Bishlam, we understand why Hashem said not to speak to love anything good. L'chayim, that makes a lot of sense because you know you don't want to say anything which isn't good, which is bad. Elo tov, am I low? Why did Hashem say to him, don't say anything which is even good? Answer is because Elo shmaminot tov asin shem rishayim ra yitzo tzadikim. Even the good things for rishayim are considered bad for tzadikim. You want nothing to do it. So Yael also didn't get anything out of this, and that's why it was positive what she did. Bishlam ha'asim nesas gemara. Okay, we can understand that why even the good talk of loving will be bad for Yaakov. Dilma matkir le shma navas kuchadim, because maybe loving is going to start saying something to do with avodah zara. And says Rashi that lama ganafta esalai even did start speaking about avodah zara. Elahacha. Okay, so that's where Lovin says to him, don't talk to him at all, because it's going to start talking about the idea of avodah zara. Elahacha, but over here, my ra ika, what bad was there? Meaning, she did what she had to do. It was disgusting for her. There was nothing bad that came out of it. It says, Gemara, the Kashadiba Zuma. He entered into her and gave to her Zuma, which is the level of things of impurity. Dam Rabbi Yochanan, Mishal Shabbat Nachash al Chava. At the time the Nachash came on Chava, Hitil Bazuma, he placed inside of her Zuma this level of impurity, which then kept going down. You saw Shamdal, I seen it when the Kindar seen it, Pascha Zuma, son, it ended, it stopped all the Zuma, cleansed us. Over the Kachabim Shalom, do I seen it? Lo Pascha Zuma, son, it didn't stop. And Sisra, he was an avodah zara, and therefore he had it, and he passed it into, and that is something which is bad. Next, by the Mishnah, we said chalitza b'min al sheino shelo. If she does chalitz with a shoe that's not his, it's going to be good. Tanu rabbanu na'alo. The pasuk says she got to take off his shoe. Ain li ela na'alo. I only know his shoe. Na'al shel ben adam minayin. How do we know na'al from someone else? Tamid lomer na'al. Pasuk says na'al, which means just any type of na'al. Na'al mikol makom. Im kein ma tamid lomer na'alo. Why does it say that? Answer is na'alo aroy lo. It's got to be something which is fitting to him. Pratel gadol shein yachal alach bo. Excluding something which is too big for him to walk in, and excluding something which is too small, which doesn't cover the majority of his foot. And to exclude a sandal that has no sole to it. We're not talking about the sole, you got a sole, but S-O-L-E has no sole. That is no good. Okay, Viter, story time. Abai have a coin coming to Rav Yosef. Abai came from, was in front of Yosef. I see Yvonne Machotz, Yvonne came to do Chalitza. Amalei, have lay sandals. Give her your shoe. give the shoe to get it done. Yoav sandal smali, give the left shoe. Amalei, he says back, Amar da Amar Rabbanan Di'evad, L'chatchila mi'omar, even though maybe the left shoe can be used on the right foot, but that's b'di'evad. L'chatchila mi'omar, they say it can be done l'chatchila, why are you giving him that shoe? Amalei, he says back to him, Mi'achi, if that's really true, then sandal she'in shalo nami, even the sandal doesn't belong to him. Amar da Amar Rabbanan Di'evad, when the b'yom say, Rona say it's good, that's b'di'evad. L'chatchila mi'omar, they say shdu'a l'chatchila. Amalei, Rav Yosef says back, Hachi kamina lach, no, what I'm saying is, havli va'aknile, give it to him, be maknin it to him, so it actually becomes his. Rashi says, shalob matana, in order to be able to get this done. Amazing how people can misunderstand certain things and behave accordingly. We've got to be very careful how we speak. Sandal shaleitz. Let's say a person uses a sandal, a wooden sandal, that's going to be used, that's good for chalitza. Rashi says, katana, mesitza, chalitza, so kashera, mani. Who is that? Mantana. Who says such an idea that chalitza is good with a wooden shoe? I'm a shmur, be merry. The tanana, akitea, yotze, bekaf, shalit, can go out with his wooden foot, divrei mer, with his prosthetic foot made out of wood. Rabbi Yossi says that it is oser. Rabbi Yossi, sorry, he osers it. It is no good. Okay, so it must be our mishnah's rabbi mer. Avud Shmuel Omer b'mechupa, or he says it's talking about when it's covered with leather. V'divrei kol, it's going to according to everyone. Omer Rav Papi mishmei d'rava. Now, my friends, we get into a shtickel sugya. We need a pregame show. We got something called tsaras. We have something known. You have tsaras. We're used to hearing generally is like on the body, but it could be on clothing. It could be on someone's house. And what happens if there's tsaras that comes up with someone's clothing? The Kohen comes and he says that you have to put it in quarantine for a week. That's known as musker. Right? So he puts it for a week. And then he comes along and he checks it out again. At the end of the week, he then decides whether tsaras went bigger, went smaller. They draw a whole circle around, see if it grew, etc. And it becomes more, then it becomes mukhlat. That's known as a clothing. And that's right, that's with clothing. And when it comes to a house, it's a little bit longer. They stop for 1 week and they see that it spreads. They take off the stuff that it spread on. They do get rid of it. And then if the next week it's still spreading, then they can destroy everything. So let's, with that information, know the following concept. Let's say you have a sandal that has, it was a muskar, right? Maybe this is tsaras on it. And now we want to know, can I use this? Rashi says, don't do that so you don't come to do it with a mukhlat one. Now what happens with a mukhlat one, which I didn't speak out yet, there's a concept that something is meant to be destroyed, something is meant to be burned, as if it's destroyed and as if it's burned right now, and therefore it's not going to be able to be used at all. So when we are saying sandal and muskar, you shouldn't use, even though right now it's still considered in existence, because you may come to use it when it becomes mukhlat, when it's already confirmed that this is a problem, has to be destroyed. Sandal muskar lo tachlitz, don't do it. Vim chalitz, if he did, chalitza sukshere, it's going to be good. But you have it. Sandal mukhlat, but if it's already contaminated straight up, we know that it's saras, lo tachlitz, don't do it. Vim chalitz, if he did, chalitza sukshere, it's going to be pasul. Why? Because like we said, Rashi says, dilis reifakar, it's meant to be burnt. Vanan, shiura ba'inan, it has to be a shear. Chofa, it's rove, ragel, it's got to be covering the majority of the leg. Vahai, ksuse michsas shire, it's shear, it's already chopped up. It's like it doesn't here exist over now. Rav Papa Mishnei de Rava Amar. He comes and he says the name of Rava. Echad sandal muskar v'echad sandal mukhlat. Both of these lo tachas, but don't do chalitza with. V'im chalitza, we did with him chalitza. So k'shera, it's going to be kosher. It goes the flip side, right? So we don't say that it's already destroyed like it doesn't exist anymore. Mei sevei frak the Gemara. Really, is that so? Rav Papi. This is a question we have this a lot of times in the Shas. Rav Papi versus Rav Papa. The first one is Rav Papi in the name of Rava. The second is Rav Papa in the name of Rava. Now we have a kasha in Rav Papi. Meisavei, frakting Gemara, bayis hamuskar mitami mitocho. If you have a house which is musgar, right? It's quarantined. It's set aside for a week to see what's going down. It causes tuma inside of it. Rashi says b'maga ve'alfagav de lo nichnasu gufo litocho. By touching, going in, and then if someone goes and touches it, then they become tame. Even if you don't have a robe of the body inside, Rashi explains, just sticking your hand and going and touching it becomes tame. Mukhlat mitocho me'acharav. And if it's mukhlat, it's already been confirmed that this is it. Rashi says, metame af me'acharav, even from the outside, you go and you touch it, become tame. Vizeh vizeh, metame mebia. And both of them are going to be tame when you come in. Meaning, even in a case where it's only a quarantine shtickle, the house is quarantined for a week, 2 weeks to see what the story is, If you go in, the majority of the body goes in, then the becomes becomes tummy even without touching. I don't understand. Why are you saying that's true in both cases, whether it's musgar or mukhlat? If it's mukhlat, then it's like already destroyed. If it's already like destroyed, then you go in, you shouldn't become tummy because it's like it doesn't exist anymore. That's Gemara v'habini, right? V'habini and v'abal abayis v'leka. You need to be have violin going into the house, but there is no house over here because we consider it like it's already destroyed. So, Rapapi, what are you going to do with that? How do we deal with this? That's the Gemara, shiny house. No, this case is different. Dalmer Kirk is about success, but not such as a bias. He's got to destroy the house. So, we see it's still called it. I feel Bishas Nisita Koyer Bias. Even if the time when it has to be destroyed, we have to go get rid of it, it's still called a bias. So, that's an exception to the rule you come tell me. Toshima, we go again against Rapapi. Matl Sheshbo Shalosh Shalosh. Let's say you have a piece of cloth that is 3 by 3 finger breadth. 3 by 3 finger breadths, which we've learned in other Masechtas, I think Shabbos. Gosh, I can't remember where it's popping in my head. Ayin something. Anyway, Ayin Zion maybe. Okay, anyway, Matlas Rashi's Beged Hamenuga. Shalosh Shalosh have a Beged the Chazil Aniyam. It's considered a Beged because Aniyam used such measurements. As Rashi says, if this thing gets Saras on it, Afal Pi Shein Bokizayes. Rashi explains shechuta dak, that very thin threads, so you don't have a kezias. Kevin shenichlas ruba labayis tahor. If majority of it goes into a house which is tahor, I read it differently in both kevin shenichlas ruba labayis tahor. Since it, once it goes into a tahor house, timasu, it's going to now make the house tame. Rashi explains what makes it tame. What's tame? Kevin shenichlas ruba labayis tahor to timasu. Rashi says timay. Tima es kol klei abayis, es metami all the klei abayis, all the vessels there, de mitzora metami bebia, v'chein beged, v'even amunugas, kulam metamim be'ohel, v'ha kevin de al ruba, kikula damia. Since majority win, it's like all of it. Says Gemara, my love, mukhlat. Someone talking about it here, it's mukhlat, in which case if it's mukhlat, it's considered like it's destroyed, like it doesn't exist anymore, and therefore it shouldn't be that it does anything. It shouldn't be mitame anything. What's going on? It says Gemara lo musgaris. We're talking about a case of musgaris. And what's the musgaris? At the stage of musgaris, which is when we just put it in quarantine, we don't yet consider like it's destroyed. It's still there, and therefore it can go on. It can be mitame. Ihachi misefa. If that's really true, let's take a look at the seifa. What does the seifa say? Then hayuba kamazesim. Let's say this piece of cloth was not less than exact. Then a bunch of kazesim is quite large and in charge, right? So maybe thick type of threads. And even if it's only 3 by 3, still it could have a kezias, as Rashi says. Kevin shenichas v'menu kezias l'bayis tar. Once a kezias of it goes into bayis tar, timasu, it's going to now be mitame. Now, iyam at bishlam muchlat. If you want to talk about a case where you said this is a muchlat, hainu de iskesh l'meis. Meaning, what are we talking about? That kevin shenichas, once a kezias goes in, even though the majority of it is did not go into it. Right, so it's not even like you have a piece of beged actually went into it at all. Still, it's going to be tame because of the kezias that went in. Now, how so? Timaso. If you want to say that we're talking about a case where this particular beged is considered muchlat, it's already confirmed and straight up that it is tame. Hainu de iskish lemeis. Now that is why we're going to compare it to a mace. Says Rashi, Iyamart Bishlam Muchlat, as if you want to say, Muchlat, Hainu de Mitame Kezias, Afilu Einkan Begat Shalosh Shalosh. Right, you're going to be telling, why? Mishum de Muchlat, a Muchlat is Iskish Lames, is compared to a mace. Umeis Mitame Bekezias, and a mace is Mitame with Kezias. Vehecha Iskish, where do we find that? Dichsev. For those of you in America, the Lublinner's Tracks again. For those of you in Eretz Yisrael, last week's parasha, Dichsev, Al Na Tehi Kemes, She Miriam Musgeris Havi. Miriam was a Musgeris, was Musgar, not Muchlat. V'ka'amele Aaron L'Moshe, Al Na Techalit Shelo Tehi Kemes. Don't make like a Muchlat that's just going to be like a mace. Ella, if you want to say, Yomar Musgeris, like we saw in the Reisha, you want to say to what it is, then Amayis Kislamesh, why would it be compared to a mace? And therefore it shouldn't be mitame because it's not compared to a mace, which is mitame with a kezias. Says Gemara, so you're right. This is actually talking about where it was a muchlat. And so how do we answer for a puppy? Shani awesome over there, it's different. Damar Kok, as the pasuk says, when it talks about a mitzora muchlat v'sara fesabeged, you got to burn the beged. Afilu v'shasreifa koy beged, even during the time it's getting burned, it's still called a beged. So even though the general rule is it doesn't exist anymore in this particular case, the pasuk first says that it does exist, and therefore the brayso could say that if once the majority of it comes in, it's considered like it, the whole thing went in, and therefore it's going to metame it. Says, okay, great. V'ligma minei. So let's learn from this that the same thing, that if you have a shoe which is muchlat, that it has tzaras, let's look at it like it's there, and you can use it for chalitza. Says Gemara, you can't do that, because one's talking about iser, one's talking about tumah. Iser mitumah lo gamrina. We can't learn out one from the next. Omar Rav, let's get down to the lach of this. Hilchos of the lach is this, echet sandal hamuzgar, echet sandal shemuchlat. Both of these, echet sandal shalavudus kachavim. Your sandal, which is avodah zarah, which means that what they did is they put it, Rashi says, that it's a shenolim oso litzelim beraglav kishemisian oso mimakom lamakom. It's a shoe that they put on the avodah zarah when they move from one place to another. Lo tachos, do not do chalitza with these things. Don't do it. Vim chalitza, but if you did, chalitza sa kashera. It's taka, a good chalitza. Shel tikrovas avodas kachavim. But if it's a shoe that was tikrovas, tikrovas means it was used as brought as a, as like a carbon for it. Rashi says, she ekrivu, masu lefan of l'shem doron, it's given as a gift. Then v'kaim alon tikrovas avodas kachavim, ein la bito lamas genebi mevutal, diskish lames is compared to a mace, tichsev Rashi, bottom line, v'yuchlu zivche mesim, hilkach lesle takanta, v'ksuse michtashir, it's considered like it is destroyed, like it doesn't exist altogether. Beep, and therefore you can't be using it. Kafdalet v'shel ir nidachas, or if you have of ir nidachas, Rashi says nami l'shefa kaim, it's considered like it's a shefa, and that we're talking about if the majority of a town is doing avodah zara, it's called an avodah ir nidachas, even though the Gemara says perhaps that never happened. V'shel zakin osi l'chvodo, or it's made for an older person, osi l'chvodo for his honor. Rashi explains second line, first line, v'shel zaken as lechvodo l'tachriche misa, just for tachrichim, for burial shrouds. Hol v'ladli lucha avid, it's not made for walking. Lav nalu, it's not called a shoe. Lo tachos, don't do chalitza with these things. V'im chalta, if you did chalitza with it, chalitza sa psula, the chalitza is gonna be pasul. Amr le ravina le ravashi, ma'ishna zaken as lechvodo. What's pshat that the zaken, this type of shoe, that's no good? The lavli lucha avid, because it's not being used in order to be able to walk on. The Beit Dina Nami Lavli Luchavid. But the shoe that they use in court also isn't made for walking. They had this shoe that they had ready for chalitza. Says Rashi, Sandal Shoy Lebezin, Miuchel Lechalitza. So why should it work? Amarle, he says, Ilu Maski Be Shlucha De Beit Dina, if you have a shliach of the Beit Din, then would you go ahead and walk with it? Be Kapitalei Dayana. Would the judge go against it? Would he be upset? Meaning it can be used in order to be walked in, and there's no problem. Therefore, it's considered like a shoe. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.